live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Donegal's Charlie McConnogh has been appointed Agriculture Minister. Gardaí are continuing to appeal for information after a teenager died and three men were injured in an overnight crash near Creaslaw. 71 new cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in Northern Ireland today. There are fears someone will be seriously injured unless action is taken to police the use of jet skis at a beach in Inishowen. And a weather warning is in place for the north and west of the country. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly. But first in news, Charlie McConnogh has been named as the new Agriculture Minister. The Donegal TD, who was previously Fianna Fáil's agriculture spokesperson, succeeds Dara Cleary, who resigned over last month's Oireachtas Gulf Society dinner controversy. He's the third person to hold the position since the government was formed at the end of June. Wexford TD James Brown will succeed Deputy McConnogh as Minister of State at the Department of Justice. Taoiseach Micheál Martin nominated the new Agriculture Minister earlier.
It is my intention to assign to Deputy McConnogh the Department of Agriculture, Food and Marine. As the House will know, Deputy McConnogh's knowledge of this area is both broad and deep. A proud son of both Donegal and the Inishowen Peninsula, he brings with him a perspective rooted in communities which have always been defined by their spirit and their determination to shape a more prosperous future. In addition, he has always been active in promoting deeper cross-border opportunities, something which is built on the true republican spirit of uniting people in the cause of shared interests. Immediately and throughout the government's term, he will face which are central to ensure to securing the long-term future of rural Ireland and the industries which are at their heart. We must prepare for whatever the post-Brexit trade situation brings. We must negotiate a final cap deal which serves the interests of our communities. And we must redouble efforts to achieve a sustainable and prosperous rural economy. I have no doubt that Deputy McConnogh will discharge this role with distinction and will form a highly effective team with Minister of State Pippa Hackett and Minister of State Hayden. This appointment was made necessary by the resignation of Deputy Dara Cleary following his attendance at the Oireachtas Golf Dinner, which he accepts and which did represent a clear breach of the guidelines on COVID-19. Which all of us must adhere to. I thank Deputy Cleary for his work and for the fact that he has apologised sincerely and has accepted accountability for his actions. Deputy McConnogh will join the government at a time when we continue to tackle the impact of an unprecedented pandemic.
Well, the Social Democrats co-leader Roisin Shortall says Minister McConnogh needs to urgently tackle the meat industry.
There have been nearly 1,500 COVID-19 cases associated with 28 meat or poultry factory outbreaks. And these have served to highlight the serious underlying problems with workers' rights. Minister McConnogh needs to bring a renewed focus to the serious issues of the agriculture sector and put an end to the controversies surrounding that post.
The Cann Corliss says the Clifton Oireachtas Gulf Society dinner was the result of a collective cross stupidity, arrogant delusion or both. Sean O'Farrell's launched a blistering attack on those who attended the event, claiming it damaged public confidence in the political system. He was speaking on the first day of the new Dáil term, which was recalled 2 weeks early following the controversy. Sean O'Farrell says the Golfing Society never received funding from the Houses of the Oireachtas.
I've asked the Oireachtas Gulf Society to consider disbanding itself. I have also satisfied myself on foot of research done by the Clerk of the Dáil that that golfing society was never formally established by the Houses of the Oireachtas, or has it ever in its 50 years of existence been subvented in any way by these houses.
Gardaí are continuing to appeal for information after a teenager died and three men were injured in an overnight crash near Creaslaw. The 19-year-old mom was pronounced dead at the scene following the fatal collision at around 9:30. Two men, the driver and a second passenger of the vehicle, who are both in their 20s, were taken to Letterkenny University Hospital. The driver of the second car, a man in his late 50s, was also taken to hospital with serious injuries. The road remains closed to facilitate a technical examination of the scene with diversions in place. Inspector Seamus McGonigal is urging anyone with information to come forward.
Two cars involved, one containing just a driver and the other a driver and two passengers. And sadly, one of the passengers in that second vehicle was pronounced dead at the scene. Now, all the others are currently in Letterkenny University Hospital. I believe one of the males involved is actually critically ill at the moment. No, it's just an appeal, general appeal for information for anybody who may be on the N56 from that general vicinity between Creeslaw and Dunfanaghy between 8:30 and 9:30 yesterday evening. And again, of course, the dash cam footage it would be of great benefit if anyone may have it. We can be contacted at 074-915-060 at Milford Garda Station.
71 new cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in Northern Ireland. A further two people have died after contracting the disease. The total number of cases in the north is 7,365 and the death toll stands at 561. New potential breaches of COVID-19 regulations in pubs or restaurants have been detected by Gardaí. It means the total number as part of Operation Navigation is now 185. Gardaí carrying out checks in licensed premises find customers drinking alcohol but no evidence of food being consumed and no evidence of receipts to show food had been sold. Fines will now be prepared for the DPP in each of these cases. Well, the Justice Minister believes granting Gardaí the power to close pubs breaching COVID-19 guidelines will help the country return to a more open society faster. The Dáil is now debating the proposed legislation that would allow Gardaí to shut a pub for the rest of the day if caught flouting the rules. Repeated breaches may lead to a publican having to close their business for up to 30 days. Justice Minister Helen McEntee doesn't see Gardaí having to use the additional powers too often.
I do not expect to see these powers used frequently. But let us also be very clear that this graduated approach depends for its efficiency on a realistic prospect of enforcement at the final stage. And so my firm belief is that providing these additional enforcement powers to Gardaí, we will see an improvement in compliance with COVID regulations by publicans, restaurateurs and operators of private clubs in the interest of public health and in a way that will protect the gradual reopening of our society.
There are calls for a two-week open period for parents to pay bus tickets under the school transport scheme. It's after a number of parents in Donegal have had their payments rejected this year because they arrived late. It's understood that late payments have been accepted in the past, and while each year presents issues surrounding school transport, COVID-19 is said to be adding to the problem this year. Deputy Thomas Pringle says that the school transport needs of Donegal parents and students have not changed and they shouldn't pay the price for shortcomings in the system.
Usually this year the department has rejected payments of late payments. Normally every year there's a large number of late payments and the department accepts them. But this year, I think in an effort to massage the figures of kids getting the availability of school transport and also to lessen the pressure on school transport in terms of social distancing, the department has taken a step now to rule these parents out of time for availability of school transport, and which is having a very serious detrimental effect on them, because I think that, you know, there's a lot of questions that parents had as to whether schools would go ahead and open, I suppose, and also what would be the likelihood of the transport taking place, and the fact that they had already paid for transport and hadn't received a refund for the last year. You know, so there's a lot of factors there, and the department hasn't recognised these at all in allowing parents to make the decision to buy the transport.
Teaching unions say they were shocked to learn that students will have access to the order in which their teachers ranked them. As part of the calculated grades process, teachers had to submit a class ranked list. Both the TUI and ASTI says they understood that this information would only be available to students who issued a formal appeal. TUI President Michael Marjoram says they have been discussing the issue with the Department of Education.
Our members cooperated with something that was almost anathema to them to put such rankings down on paper, and to put down on paper the position of children that they had supported and kept in school, had boosted the morale of and the confidence of. So we are really concerned about the correct treatment of that data.
There fear someone will be seriously injured unless action is taken to police the use of jet skis at a beach in Inishowen. Ned's Point near Bonkrana is a hive of activity. However, there are reports jet skis are being used irresponsibly in the water there, with a close call at the weekend. Pat Grainer of Swilly Swimmers says something needs to be done before it's too late.
The reality is we swim at Ned's Point just outside Bonkrana, and as you said, rightly, it's a shared space. There's kayakers, boats, paddlers, swimmers, and then you have the jet skis. And there are a number, not all, but a number of jet skis who are just irresponsible. And they're posing a serious risk to other water users, particularly swimmers, paddlers, and even people on the water's edge, Greg. And I would say it's the irresponsible ones. I would doubt if it's actually malicious, but I think it's just a total lack of awareness, training, and discipline. We've watched this for years, but it's gone to a point now where, look, we better do something or say something, because there's no point in crying over spilt milk, because after someone is killed or injured, oh, we should have said, or we should have done. For some reason, the irresponsible jet skiers seem to be attracted to where there's people on a good, calm day, and they seem to just want to come within 50, 30, 20 metres, even at the water's edge, doing their donuts and tricks.
There are calls for more CCTV to be installed in Carndonagh. It follows a recent spate of antisocial activity in the town, the most recent incident last weekend with seating vandalised in the town centre. Earlier in the summer, furniture in a local park was also destroyed. Councillor Martin McDermott believes having more CCTV would act as a deterrent and a way of trying to bring those responsible to justice.
We had issues, we pushed for CCTV before, but we had issues with data protection and who would be able to hold the data from the CCTV. So I think that needs to be clarified between the council and the Gardaí and the local authorities and the department, as to who can take and who can hold that data with data protection. But that certainly shouldn't be used as an excuse not to push forward and apply for funding to get CCTV fitted in Carndonagh.
Because surely CCTV would not only act as a deterrent from other future incidents happening again, but if they did, they'd be able to ascertain who is doing it.
Absolutely. You would know straight away, and the next morning the Gardaí should have access. Let that access be from them or by the local authority and the council offices there in Carndonagh. Would be a perfect spot to have and keep that data protection and keep that CCTV footage under lock and key, that only the Gardaí would be able to access that. And I'm sure that's something that should and must be able to be done. And it would give everybody in Carndonagh and the surrounding area that bit of comfort, that if something happened, that the Gardaí would be able to quite quickly the next morning see what went on within the town.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, where you'll find all the leading brands and running footwear from top names like Brooks, Asics and New Balance, in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and time now for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with soccer. Letterkenny man Dale Gorman has joined Irish League Premiership side Glentoran. The former Northern Ireland underage international was recently released by English Football League side Leighton Orient. He also played for Stevenage, having left Letterkenny Rovers 7 years ago. He now joins fellow Donegal man Keith Cowan, who was part of the Irish Cup success with the Glens. Republic of Ireland manager Stephen Kenny has praised Shane Duffy after the Brighton centre-back completed a one-year loan deal with Scottish Premiership champions Celtic. Duffy is currently with the Irish squad in Sofia, gearing up for tomorrow night's UEFA Nations League clash with Bulgaria. After hearing of the move, Kenny explained what makes the Derry native such a good stopper.
There's been a lot of interest in Shane, and rightly so. Such a commanding presence as a centre-back, and he's such, you know, such stature in both boxes, you know. So I think there's been a lot of interest. So that his decision has been to go to Celtic, I think. So we certainly wish him well with that.
Meanwhile, Stephen Kenny has issued a clean bill of health for his squad ahead of that game against Bulgaria tomorrow. While admitting he's not reinventing the wheel, Kenny is promising a more dynamic Irish side.
You know, you're not going to radically change everything in 2 days. I think that's not realistic. But we want to play with confidence. You know, that's important. We want to play with confidence. And we want to have the balance of the team right so that we can be creative and create chances. You know, I think the balance of the team is important. We want to have speed in our attack as well. Very important that we have speed in our attack, that we're a real threat when we need to be.
Neymar has been confirmed as the third Paris Saint-Germain player to contact COVID-19. It was already known that Angel Di Maria and Leandro Paredes had contacted the virus. All three had been on holiday in Ibiza. Alan Reynolds has left the backroom staff at Dundalk. The former Waterford boss was brought in by Vinny Perth only 10 weeks ago. Perth left the club soon afterwards. In the National League, there's a game tonight in the Premier Division. The champions, Alia, are on the road as they take on Buncrana. That one is due to start at 6.45. While in the Premier Division of the Donegal Junior League, Drumkeen United are up against Donegal Town, and that one has a 7 o'clock kickoff time. In Gaelic Games, Rory Gallagher says Derry will be fielding a team for the GAA Championship, despite what Joe Brawley has suggested. Brawley recently claimed Derry may consider the option of not fielding a team in 2021 due to their financial woes. But speaking earlier today and off the ball, Rory Gallagher says that is not the case.
I'm absolutely certain that there will be. So, well, no matter what, I'm not sure where those comments came from. I think I seen the Derry chairman respond to them, like the word he used was farcical. Like, there's absolutely no doubt. I know Derry are very, very serious about their football and hurling. They're mad keen to compete at all levels.
In other Gaelic Games news, Monaghan forward Jack McCarron has been ruled out for the rest of the year. He picked up a knee injury while playing for his club Curran in July. Connacht will play in next season's European Champions Rugby Cup after the tournament organisers confirmed 24 teams are taking part in the competition. The tournament will consist of 8 teams from the Pro 14, including all the Irish provinces, 8 teams from the top 14 in France, and 8 teams from the English Premiership. The competition will begin in December. While in tennis, the second round singles, Novak Djokovic and Naomi Osaka at the Arthur Ashe Stadium. The men's world number one will face the 44th ranked player in the world, that's Kyle Edmund, while Osaka will take on baseline specialist Camila Giorgia. And that's it from the sports desk for today here in Highland. Back with more tomorrow morning. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news, Michel Barnier's paid tribute to Phil Hogan for his work as EU Commissioner. The EU's chief Brexit negotiator made the comments as he gave an update on the latest in trade talks with the UK. Speaking at an Institute of International and European Affairs event, he said he still believes a deal is possible. Michel Barnier says the former trade commissioner and his team were of great value.
I will miss Phil Hogan, on whom I could always count to relay any Irish concerns to me very directly over the last 4 years. I would like to take this opportunity to thank him warmly for all the work he has done for Europe as Commissioner for Agriculture and Rural Development, and more recently as Commissioner for Trade.
A weather warning is in place for the north and west of the country. The yellow alert is valid for Donegal, Connacht, Cavan and Monaghan between now and 9 o'clock tonight. Met Éireann says there will be further falls of heavy rain today with localised flooding and hazardous driving conditions. The Heritage Council is inviting applications to its Community Heritage Grant Scheme. The scheme aims to support capital projects that improve access and inclusion to heritage sites and that apply to good heritage practice to the management of places, collections, objects and buildings, as well as supporting the purchase of essential equipment. Grant applications must be submitted online at heritagecouncil.ie by 5 p.m. on Tuesday, September the 15th. Donegal County Council's Heritage Officer Joe Gallagher says the funding will assist in the recovery of the heritage sector.
It's a scheme that's been announced. It's part of the rescue package for the heritage sector announced by the Minister for Heritage and Electoral Reform, Malcolm Noonan. And the aim of the grant scheme is to support capital projects to improve access to heritage sites and also to aid in the management of be it places, collections, objects or buildings. And the scheme also supports the purchase of essential equipment to support heritage as well.
And indeed, a lot of projects that were ongoing in the county in terms of heritage were stopped due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So this scheme will enable those works to get kick-started again.
That's right, yeah. I mean, during the lockdown, many people, you know, sought to explore the heritage in their own locality as well. So they engaged with the, be it the natural, the built, their cultural heritage in their local area. But of course, a lot of the works that were associated with a lot of the our heritage had to be put on hold, like a lot of other sectors in society. So this recovery now that's underway, that the government have announced, they've made $550,000 available through the Heritage Council for the Community Heritage Grant Scheme. So the grants themselves can be up to €15,000 awards, and it can cover up to 80% of the cost of a project. And the match funding can be by way of voluntary contributions or benefit in kind from communities as well.
With 135 mobile phones being stolen a week, Gardaí are asking people to increase phone security and download a locator app. According to new figures, from the beginning of 2019 to last month, almost 11,500 mobiles were taken. However, just 1 in 10 were recovered. Garda divisions in Dublin accounted for the biggest number of stolen handsets. The Donegal Garda division recorded 100 thefts over the same period. Garda Crime Prevention Officer Graham Kavanagh is urging people to download a trusted Find My Phone app and to add an emergency contact number.
Every day on Garda Síochána comes into possession of mobile phones, whether by members of the public handling the phones into a Garda station or recovering them as a result of searches. Unfortunately, because of the lack of information contained on the phones, we find it extremely difficult to return these phones. So what we're asking is for you to help us help you.
Exchequer deficit was €9.5 billion up to the end of August. VAT receipts are down by over €2.5 billion on the same period last year. The Department of Finance says it reflects the significant reduced personal consumer spending in the spring. The government's total tax take is down 2.3% or just over €800 million on last year. Government spending was up almost a third on the same time last year at €43.2 billion. And for weather now, humid and mostly cloudy this evening with outbreaks of showery rain, sometimes heavy. Clear spells developing overnight with just isolated showers and moderate southwest to west winds and minimum temperatures of 12 or 13 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Charlie McConlogue has been named as the new Agriculture Minister. The Donegal TD, who was previously Fianna Fáil's agriculture spokesperson, succeeds Dara Cleary, who resigned over last month's Oireachtas Gulf Society dinner controversy. Gardaí are continuing to appeal for information after a teenager died and three men were injured in an overnight crash near Creeslaw. The 19-year-old man was pronounced dead at the scene following the fatal collision at around 9:30. The Justice Minister believes granting Gardaí the power to close pubs breaching COVID-19 guidelines will help the country return to a more open society faster. The Dáil is now debating the proposed legislation that would allow Gardaí to shut a pub for the rest of the day if caught flouting the rules. And there are fears someone will be seriously injured unless action is taken to police the use of jet skis at a beach in Inishowen. Ned's Point near Buncrana is a hive of activity. However, there are reports jet skis are being used irresponsibly in the water there. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, September the 2nd. The death has taken place of Margaret Carolyn, née McKenna, late of 289 Lisnara Road, Ahibrach, Dunamana, County Tyrone, reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning, leaving at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Ahibrach, interment immediately afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. In accordance with current guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are private to family and close friends only. The death has taken place of Jamie Bonner, Carnmore Road, Dunloe. His remains will be reposing at his home this evening from 6 o'clock. Rosary each night at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass on Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock in St Cronus Church, Dunloe, with interment afterwards in the local cemetery. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family and close friends.
The death has taken place of Padraig McLoone, Strabooy, Glendees, reposing at his residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Removal from there on Friday morning at 10:30 to St Connell's Church, Glendees, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Family Flowers Only Please, donations in lieu of desire to the Danny McLoone Leukaemia Fund, care of any family member or James McGuinness and Sons funeral directors. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family and friends. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Anna Gallagher, Main Street, Milford. Remains will repose at her home from 7 o'clock this evening. Requiem Mass on Friday at 12 noon in St Peter's Church, Milford. Burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family and close friends. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Milford. Family Flowers Only. Donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, Kev Sweeney Funeral Director. The death has occurred in Luton, England, of Eddie Freel. Formerly, remains will arrive at the Bridge End border tomorrow afternoon at approximately 3 o'clock, going to St Michael's Church, Urris, to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Friday morning at 11 o'clock, with interment immediately afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, the funeral mass will be private to family and friends only. And the death has occurred of George Lynch, 44, Woodlawn, Stranorler. Remains are reposing at his home this evening from 6 o'clock. Funeral leaving his home on Friday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorler at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Churchyard, Castlefin. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The funeral mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Stranorler. In compliance with current HSE and government guidelines, the house, funeral and burial will be private to family only, please.